Elena Rossi shouldn't have been on that street alone. I clock the car behind her before she does, lights off, slow crawl, keeping pace like it's counting her steps. She's moving fast, trying to look fearless. In heels. At night. In my part of town. Stupid. I step out of the doorway and she stops short.
Mr. Moretti.
Not here. I cut in. Low. Final. I take her wrist and pull her into the shadow beside me. Firm grip. No yank. No drama. She stiffens.
Let go.
Shh. My eyes stay on the car. You can be pissed in a minute. Right now, you're alive. The car slows. I shift my body, putting her behind me. My voice carries just enough to reach the driver. Keep moving. A beat, then the engine rolls on. Elena's breath comes sharp.
You're insane.
I glance at her. I'm effective. She tries to pull her wrist back. I don't bite her, just don't give it. Like a seatbelt you don't get to argue with. Get in the car, I say.
I'm not going any.
I step closer, blocking her without touching anything else. Elena, calm, cold. You're not negotiating with the street. You're getting in. Her eyes flash.
You don't own me.
No, I agree. But I do own what happens in my territory. I open the passenger door. She hesitates. I drop my voice, quiet, dangerous. If you want to walk away from me, do it tomorrow, in daylight. Tonight, you're coming with me. That lands. She climbs in. I get behind the wheel, lock the doors, and pull out smooth. Like, this is routine. Because it is. She turns toward me, anger shaking at the edges.
Where are you taking me?
My safe house.
And then what?
Then you tell me why someone thought they could follow you, I say. And you do it honestly. She swallows.
You think I'm lying?
I think you're scared, I answer. And scared people make dumb choices. Her gaze drops, just for a second, to my hands on the wheel, then back to my face.
You're enjoying this.
A slow smile tugs at my mouth. Don't flatter yourself. We ride in silence for 3 blocks. Her breathing steadies, not calm, controlled. Good. I speak again, voice lower, dirtier, not sweet. Stop looking at my mouth. She snaps her eyes away.
I wasn't.
Yeah, you were. I keep my eyes on the road. And if you do it again, I'm going to kiss you. Not to be romantic, because you need something to focus on besides panic. Her breath catches. I add, flat and certain. You want me to stop. You say the word. And I stop. A beat. Her voice comes quieter.
What's the word?
I glance at her once. No. She holds that for a second, then looks out the window like she's trying to win a fight with her own body. Good. I pull up to a gated house tucked behind palms and concrete. I kill the engine, turn to her, and let the silence press. Here's what's going to happen. I say, you're going inside. You're safe. Then you tell me everything. Her lips part. And after, I add, voice dark with restraint, if you still want to look at me like that, we'll handle it properly.